Well, hello, Scotch in the Balcony here. We're also doing our first video on YouTube. So yeah, you'll find the podcast on, we're on Podbean and the usual places. So do the usual thing, like share, everyone says to do. So here's the thing. So why am I doing this today? Why am I putting out a video today? I don't know exactly. There's a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is that I saw a video yesterday. You know, the one of it's a trans man, just a woman, no man, video of them crying and stuff, saying how hard it is to be a man and about finding friends and, you know, we're talking about like, men not talking to them in toilets and stuff. Yeah, no, listen, yeah, we don't do that. And it just got me thinking and got me thinking about mental health and got me thinking of other things. And then I woke up this morning and, you know, maybe it's time. I don't know. Something inside me. So, here's the thing. If you're watching me on YouTube, you'll see him wearing glasses and stuff because I now live in a country in Ireland that is bringing in a hate speech stroke crime law that if you say or have anything on your phone that might upset someone or offend somebody, even if you don't say it to them, there can be a knock on your door from your police. Now, you might think, oh, no one knows who the fuck I am. No one's even watching. You know, I think we've got two listeners, two followers. That's enough for me. But I don't know. I just feel more comfortable like this. That's what they've done to us. That's what they've done to our mental health. The other thing is, today's my three-year anniversary since I started Dry July 3 years ago. And someone messaged me today telling me that they're going to try a Dry July. To them, to Gar, come here, good luck. You only lasted 2 weeks before. Maybe, hopefully you can do it this. Maybe you can do it this year. Hopefully you will. So what have I learned over the last 3 years about since I stopped drinking? And also, I suffer from depression. I have done since I was a teenager, so over 30 years of it. What have I learned? Well, here's what I've learned. Mental health with men and mental health for women are not the same. There's a bit of a crossover, but it's different. One of the things that stopped drinking did for me, and I wasn't an alcoholic, it wasn't ruining my life or anything. What it actually was doing was just holding me back. I mean, I was drinking. It was definitely a form of medication, but stopped me having to dealing with stuff, I suppose. So, this is, again, it's not for everybody, but maybe this is something that might help someone, I hope. One of the things that's really helped me was that just before, because I did that Dry July in lockdown, and I found out just before lockdown, I was looking for, I realized I needed a hobby for a lot of reasons. One was, because I was, I suppose, if I'm going to be honest about it, I was lonely. I was in my mid-40s. I had a wife and three children who I loved dearly and wouldn't change anything there. Hate my job. Truly, truly hate my job. Get nothing from it but negativity and haven't done for the last 25 years, I suppose. So I went looking for hobbies. And I'm going to tell you now, 3 years later, what I've learned from that is that men and women are different, especially when it comes to mental health. Again, not all generalizing, but I think it does apply, especially more men I'd speak to. And I think one of the biggest differences is how we talk. And I think that leads to how we can deal with mental health. So, women talk. We know this. We know women talk more. But women talk differently to men, I think. That's what my experience is. I think women get so much out of just the act or the art of talking, the act of talking, that it does them so much. And we can learn from that. However, everything that we're hearing in the media and the narrative is for men, you know, because we're toxic and all that crap. We need to be like women and talk more and talk more. Well, we do. But that's only part of it, because guess what? We're not women. Men, and I mean men with penises, can't believe I live in a world where I have to say that, but men, we need something more than that. Because I've found when with me anyway, I don't like small talk. And the amount of men, I've been asking this a lot of men in the last couple of years, we don't like small talk. We need something to talk about. We like, you know, we might talk bollocks, but if you scratch below the bollocks, there's something there that would, there's a team or a source or something. So we need that. So we need to talk more, that's without a doubt, but we need to put that with something else. There's a doing thing, there's a purpose thing. Now, whether we like it or not, one of the downsides to being a man in the world is that, unlike women, we're not born with worth. And there's pros and cons to that. But knowing that, and that's part of our psyche, I think, because it affects everything. It means that, well, we have to work at it. We have to work at stuff. We need to keep doing stuff. I think one of the reasons why men, again, it's I'm not an expert or a shrink or anything like that, but I think one of the reasons why men have a higher suicide rate, I think, is because we hate ourselves more. So we need to do stuff to prove our own worth to ourselves. And I think you'll find that in friendships as well. It's harder for men when we're older to find new friendships, because friendships that we make when we're younger, it takes time. It takes work. We have to go through shit. My best friend is my best friend, even though he lives in another country, because guess what? We've been through shit. We know each other, over 25 years. So it's kind of nearly like you have to prove yourself to each other, because that's what we are. That's what men do. We prove ourselves to each other. Women, I think, are slightly different. I'm not saying they don't have relationships and friendships like that, but I think because maybe they're born with wort, they give each other wort, so maybe it's easier. I don't know. And maybe I think that's that trans guy was talking about. That he'd gone from being a woman, finding it easier to make friends, because guess what? It is easier for them. Men, not so. So we need to remember that. So therefore the solutions are different. So one of the things I think we need to do for ourselves is we need to prove shit to ourselves. And I think the easiest way, if you don't get it from work or you don't get it from your relationships or something, which most of us don't as men. And so you need to find it. And I think it's hobby is the way to go, especially as you get older. So I think there's three types of hobbies we need to find. I have two out of three. So if Al was here, he'd go into song. I don't sing. So the first thing, the first hobby you need is, I think you need a hobby that's just yours. That doesn't mean you're not around other people, but it's just yours. It's a kind of a solo thing. Solitaire thing, nearly. And I think within that, you need to make shit. So that's why I say my phrase that I say is, every man needs a shed. I'm lucky enough, I have a garden where I have a shed. On its way to being a workshop. And I love working with wood. I get old wood. I just mess around with it. I carve, I whittle, I do a bit of carpentry, a bit of woodworking. Nothing great. But you know what? It's mine. I do it. I've spent the last 3 years just learning how to do it myself. And I feel great within myself when I do that. I don't get out there enough. I need to get out there more. I need to put down my phone more, which is killing us, and get out there a bit more. And I know I'd be better. Because one of the reasons I'm doing this today, I had a bad day yesterday. Because sometimes that happens. I wake up and it's just dark. And that's just sometimes the way it is. It's a waste of a day yesterday. What I should have done was got up and just gone out to my shed and done work. It doesn't matter what it was. Because I think with us, we just need to do stuff. Mentally just tick stuff off the to-do list. You know what I mean? Just... and it feels like we've done something to ourselves. We're proving work to ourselves. I think that's the one of the things that we need to work on every day, I think, as men. Is believing that, hey, we're good. We're, you know, we're worth it. But I think with us, where men are just in the world at the moment, we need to prove it. So therefore, we need to prove it to ourselves. And that's why I say, get a hobby, whether it's woodworking or if it's running or, well, maybe not so much the running thing, but, you know, something where you're making something, you're doing something so you can look back. Because I think one of the great things that women have that we don't have, that they inherently have, is they can have babies generally. Okay? Again, women with vaginas. We don't have that. You know, that's why we have to use these. Go out and make stuff. And if you look around the world, I think that's something that has pushed men to build all the great things that we built, from the pyramids to skyscrapers, you know, to barbecues in your back garden, to chairs, to whatever it is. But something like, trust me, something like carving or whittling, it's very cheap. Mary, you can get some cheap, well, get good knives, come here, 100 euros, you're set up, and then all you have to do is, once you know how to do it, and there's so many great guys online on YouTube. Doug Linker would be one of my favorites to go. He has a voice, though. Be careful, because you'll watch him for hours and do nothing, because his voice is just so calm. But you'll feel better for it, just making something. It doesn't matter if it goes in the bin. Most of my shit goes in the fire. Part of that's also a fuck you to the Green Party, because we have a Green Party fascist in this country. But it doesn't matter. I look at it. I love it. It's great. I made that. And you'll feel better for it. Trust me, you'll feel better for it. So just think about it. Find a place. Because the other thing my shed, and every man needs a shed, is about, is peace. The place we need to find, all of us, men and women, and it's something women can learn from us. We need to find a place that's peaceful. For most of us who are married with children, it's the bathroom, the one with the lock on it. And even then, that's just not peaceful. But you've got to find something that's peaceful, that's just calm. Again, for most of us, I think that's what we need. It lets us take a breath, legs is just... and you find that thing that brings that to you. I'd mentioned running. I'm not a runner. I know a few people who run. And there's a guy I know, he has to go running every day for his mental health. Has to go. Just, it doesn't matter. Has to just, that's, and we all need to find that thing. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, you need to find a hobby that gets you interacting and connecting with people. And find people and find friends. In other words, you can probably find, look, if you look behind, see there, look, for those of you on YouTube, they'll be able to see. Board games. I got into that just before COVID, just before lockdown. So I spent a good year, obviously a year and a half. Yeah, about a year and a half playing solo, playing on my own. Basically wrecking my wife and kids' head. Because, you know, I always did puzzles. I always did puzzles as a kid. My whole life, I just... And the other thing was, I played video games for 40 years since I was a kid. And it was just no fun anymore. I didn't get out of it what I used to. Obviously, probably something to do with growing up and being in my 40s. And it was numbing, I suppose. I still played them. My son the odd time. And I'll do videos about that as well. But I ended up, this was my thing. And now for just over a year now, I've been playing with a group not too far away on a Thursday night up in a pub. And I'm going to be honest, they're the type of people I would never have sat down with. They're the type of people who would never have sat down with me. I'm the oldest up there anyway, by far. And within that, I've made a couple of good friends. I think they're good friends. And to me, that hobby, expensive as it is, gives me that thing. Gives me that interaction, gives me that connection. That again is mine. It's outside of my wife and my kids. Because we need that. If you're lucky enough to be married to someone that will go with you, that's awesome. But if not, you need that thing to yourself. You need it. I went up on Thursday night. I just needed to get out. I went up and come here. I spent a few hours up there and it was great. And then I came home and I felt great for it. Now, sadly, I woke up on the Friday morning. It's not connected. It just happens sometimes where I wake up on a Friday or on a morning and it's just going to be a tough day. This morning, I woke up different. I woke up something in me to get out. That's why I'm sitting here doing this. Because the other thing that I feel is that the voices in the media that's coming out about mental health, the voices, the good voices are there, I think, that are right. They're saying similar stuff to what I'm saying. They're saying, you know, guys, we need to get up off our ass. We need to get out of that chair. We need to put down the phone. Use the phone as a tool to find people, to find a hobby. Go try loads of different things. Go out and learn stuff. Because when you learn something, you feel better for yourself. You can look at yourself. I'm serious. You can look at yourself in the fucking mirror and went, I fucking learned something today. I don't think we do enough of that. I'm going to be putting up content about that hobby, which I have fallen deeply in love with. The shed, the woodworking. Myself and I will be talking about a lot of stuff and different things. We're going to be putting, like, our podcast will be on Podbean as well as this. And again, I don't know why. It's just something in me. I just wanted to, you know, if one person hears this and one guy hears this and gets up off their ass, if one woman, a wife sees this and turns around and tells, you know, gives her husband a bit of enthusiasm to get up off his ass, because it's hard getting up off your ass. I did it because I felt truly desperate, and then I was able to just think for a little bit. And I knew I'd something. And then when Dry July came along, that I tried that, because I knew I was in lock and I was drinking too much. And then since then, I've been able to think. Now, there's a slight downside to it. I think I'm a better father, but I think I might be a worse dad. I don't know. I'm very serious all the time. I'm much more serious. I'm working on that. I'm trying to get better at it with my kids. But I'm definitely better for it. Yeah. No, I'm definitely better for it. Without a doubt. I'm not saying you should copy me, but what I'm saying is you need to figure out. We all need to figure out what. Listen, I'm not perfect. Far from it. I'm making up for 30 years of just not dealing with shit, to be honest. And somehow I woke up one morning with an amazing wife and three kids and a dog. And we moved house last year. And, you know, somehow I have all these great things. But these other things I need to work on. Yeah, I think that's it. Now, the third one is exercise. Find a hobby that gives you exercise. I don't do exercise. It's not my thing. Yeah, exercise. I don't know. Like I said, two out of three ain't bad. But again, I think they're the three things. We, as men, we need to work on a bit better. I think we can, like I said, to repeat myself, I think we can learn from women a bit. We do a little bit of what they do. We talk a little bit more. Because if you look at it in relation to women's health, I think it's made better for them. I think it's because it's easier. You know, you can just go and talk to someone, the counselors and psychiatrists and psychologists. I've been to them all. They've all worked in their own little way. And I, again, I'm not trying to be a pig or anything, but I think that works better for women. I think for men, we need more. We need a little bit of that, but we need a bit of this here, which is the doing thing. Because I think we need to be able to look ourselves in the mirror and go, you know what? I had a good day today. I'm worth it. I'm worth getting up again tomorrow and going again. I'm worth it. But worth and respect. Maybe it's respect. Maybe it's respect. Yeah. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't have a lot of respect for myself for a long time. I'm starting to feel like I'm worth it. I'm starting to have respect for myself a bit. Maybe that's what it is. See, respect isn't given. Respect should never be given freely. It should be earned. Respect is hard earned. Easily lost, but hard earned. That's why I have an issue. This is why I have a bit of an issue with, you know, with pride and all this shit that they kind of give, like in football where they're shaking hands before. No, no, no. You haven't earned it. Or you've got it for no reason. You can't get, you know, you get respect for being, doing, or being a good person, or doing good stuff, or working your ass off. It's why when we watch, you know, when we watch movies or we read stories, it's like, you know, it's we love the underdog story. Partly because we feel underdogish, without a doubt. But it's because, and we can relate to that. And it doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter whether they're black or whether they're white or male, man, woman, whatever your sexual, it doesn't matter. If you can see the pain and the hardship and the underdoggedness and the having to overcome, we can all relate to that. And we see someone do that. And we have respect for them. So maybe that's what we need to do. So, we're going to be putting out content. We're on the self now. We're going to be trying to do a lot more. It's hard. Well, I suppose if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Then again, so many people are doing it. So, I don't know. I don't. Because that's the other thing. We don't know what we're talking about. We'll always be honest about what we say, but we'll see. So, yeah. Gonna go. I have stuff to do. So, everyone out there, stay safe. If you like, please share. If you don't like, send me a message. My email will be in the bottom. Send me an email. Let me know what you don't like, and maybe I can work on or take some advice from you. Yeah, so everyone out there, stay safe, like, share, blah, blah, blah. Come here. And I don't know. Hopefully we can make it a better day. So, goodbye, everybody. Stay safe.